the line is Alex Chelios because it's time to shoot the breeze. How are you, Alex?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. Now, I noticed you've got some very interesting topics today. One of them was the rise of cryptocurrency influencers on TikTok. What are they doing on TikTok with cryptocurrency?
Well, first of all, you would think that the ultimate TikTok or crypto influencer would be Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Which is true. But we're also seeing a rise of young traders who have been investing in Bitcoin, for example, and they've been creating TikTok videos on how to encourage other people to invest in Bitcoin and other digital currencies. And I think one of the most important things to remember around all of this is that you do need to have advice, not just from people who understand the technology, but people who also understand financial markets.
Yeah.
Because what's actually happening is people are getting very excited about the rise of Bitcoin, but there's also a lot of tumultuous times with it as well. So the new generation of investors still need to have a solid understanding of markets, even though they want to use online platforms to, you know, invest in crypto.
You know, that's true. One guy I know, I worked with him back at our sister station in Wollongong, and he had Bitcoin, and there was that stage where I think Bitcoin was kind of on its way out. It wasn't doing anything, so he was really quiet about it. Then all of a sudden, it's picked up, and he's constantly on Facebook writing, posts of Bitcoin. It's like, do you have nothing else going on in your life?
But I think also the crucial part of that is people are investing real money into Bitcoin, and there is a lot of novelty and thrill in that investment. It's a risky investment for a lot of people. Cryptocurrency can be quite, it's a social thing. People are encouraged by each other on Reddit, for example, to invest more.
Mm.
And so I think that we need to really have a better understanding around highly traded crypto assets.
Yep.
And the financial markets to be able to navigate a volatile market.
And see, I would have no idea what to do with a financial market at all, so I would need guidance from someone.
Well, don't get it from a TikTok video, that's my point.
Okay, I'll make sure I won't do that. So what's this about a WhatsApp scam that's causing issues for people?
Yeah, so a lot of people aren't aware of this, but there is a scam that's going at the moment which you will get a message from a friend. It will be a friend that you regularly message on WhatsApp, for example, and they will say, hey, sorry, I've sent you a 6-digit code by mistake. Could you send it to me? It's urgent. Now, what happens is when you give that 6-digit code over, that person can then get hold of the messages that are archived in your chat and take over your WhatsApp account. Now, we've seen a similar scam quite prevalent on Facebook.
Yes.
This is similar but specific to WhatsApp.
Yeah, there's always a message from a friend turning up on Facebook, and I know they wouldn't have sent it.
I got a message, though, recently from a friend, and it basically said, it said something like, hey, how are you? Where are you at the moment? And the way that they phrased it just felt like they were a scammer.
Yeah, and they never say your name, which is probably a good thing.
It's really Sean, and he said, why, yes, it is. Again, sounds weird. Why are you talking like that all of a sudden? Anyway, it turned out it really was him.
It was.
It was him. He was just being weird.
Oh, that's hilarious. Maybe he wanted you to think that you had a scam going on. Now, the grossest thing on the planet is smart toilet paper. I'm sorry. How can toilet paper be smart?
Well, you know, they're critical thinking toilet paper rolls. They've gone to university. No, this is toilet paper where it's actually been integrated with technology, and it allows it to take images of stool samples, so with in-pipe systems. So after a patient's gone to the bathroom and flushed the toilet, it takes those images. And why that's actually very, I mean, it sounds gross, but while it's really disgusting, it's important because gastroenterologists are actually relying on patients to self-report information around this, which can be unreliable. So the imagery really does help. And they've actually used the technology to analyze over 3,000 stool images that they gathered from participants in this particular study. And they've found that they can accurately classify certain stools, and it's part of a deep learning algorithm.
Toilet paper and photos. Where does the camera fit?
I don't know. So it's interesting. It's what they call a smart toilet tool, and basically it integrates between the toilet paper and the toilet bowl.
Oh, okay. That must cost a fortune to have. So it's not like we'll have it in our everyday household.
you're not into cameras in the bathroom?
No, but one guy who used to work here a long time ago took a photo of what he did and he passed it round at tea time once.
No one needs that.
No. I looked away and told him to go away and... Not so very nice words. Yeah. People do some weird things when they have a camera, but that thing freaks me out. Smart toilet paper. Yeah.
Again, though, it's not toilet paper taking random photos of it. It's specific to the actual stool sample.
Until it gets hacked, Alex. When it gets hacked, then it's going to take photos of everything.
I've got to be honest with you. If somebody wants to hack that, the images that they want to hack, out of all the things they could hack in the world, go for it.
Well, Alex, how can people find out what you're up to?
TheBigSmoke.com.au.
Thanks for the chat and we'll chat to you next week.
Thank you.